Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cushion beforehand. Now, again, that's just his dad's take, and that might be, again, him starting a defense that ain't even real. But the point would be, if still, even if I'm getting hit with a real can and it's professionally done and I've got a concussion, is there not some, you know, a possibility there, you know, maybe that puts you back in the concussion mode?
Yeah, I mean, I think that hit. That will be the defense.
Yeah. Because I'm not looking to make one for him, but these are questions that are going to be asked, and this is what led to the fight. And led to this young man believing he owed, you know, not a wrestling receipt, but real receipts.
Yeah, I mean,
to this dude,
no doubt. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that.
So a lot's going to come into play here in terms of the investigation that the LAPD is doing.
He's also on camera saying what he's going to do to this guy while he's sitting ringside, right? On camera, on the stream, saying, "I'm going to beat his ass."
Right. But it's part of your wrestling.
You could argue that.
You could say how much, you know.
That was that he's just trying to hype up his, you know. But then again,
and that's what at least the wrestling people thought he was doing.
No, there's. Right? It's going to be interesting to see how, A, what he gets charged with. Like, I think with UFC fighters and with MMA fighters, there's always like that, are your hands a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think there's definitely a case to be made.
And
obviously.
He's fought professionally one time, but he is a professional fighter.
Right.
Point, since he's done that.
And he's the son of freaking Rampage Jackson.
Right.
I mean, obviously, Rampage Jackson is going to get the living hell suit out of him for this. You know, I mean, that's just the way that will
Rampage
go.
Is?
I think so.
Because
I mean,
you're saying it's his, not his son's.
I don't know. Maybe because he is 25. Account. Yeah, maybe it will be. It is. I think it is Raja's account. So maybe it will be.
Oh, yeah. This is not on dad at all. Okay. How could this be on this kid? This man is a grown man, 25 years old.
Well, he'll sue him. So he'll sue. But who will ultimately. Dad will have to pay the settlement. Right.
If the settlement ever gets paid, this kid could be owing millions.
Yeah.
You know, be one of those deals.
But then the bigger question is not the civil. It's like, what criminal charges is he going to face? Because, I think, again, it was violent.
You're going to have a hard time, even if you've established that the guy had a concussion, making this some self-defense thing to where he was fighting back off hitting the kid because he doesn't stop.
Because if it was self-defense, he would have responded in that moment, right, when he got hit with the can initially. Mm-hmm. That would have actually, I think you could have made that argument. Like, hey, he got hit in the head with a can. He wasn't expecting to get hit. So what's he supposed to do? But then you let 2 hours pass by.
I think he let the gas up from people on his channel take him to
There's
a place.
No
and again, perhaps the concussion's affecting that. Perhaps it's not. But it sounds like the gas up is what sent him to a place of, I'm going to turn this into a real
back. That's why I think
it's unbelievable. It's scary to watch. I'll put it that way. It's very graphic. I wouldn't recommend going out and looking for it because it's just it just looks like a man beating up a defenseless man.
Yes, it is. And you know, I think streams like that are a net negative on society because that's the kind of thing that you get opened up to is that, you know, these people on the internet are just. They're just bloodthirsty, right?
Like but in the end, that's on Roger.
Oh,
you can't
no
let
question.
That.
He's 25 years old.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
He's not 19.
I hear what you're saying. It is bad. I mean,
would he have done this if it wasn't on stream? No.
Oh, no way.
Because only he would have known he got disrespected. It was because he got disrespected in front of an entire audience.
Correct.
He's embarrassed.
Correct.
Right? That he feels like he has to go take his
pound of
flesh.
And that heat only grows as those comments come
Absolutely.
In. Absolutely. Right.
So this all happened because he was on stream. I mean, I just refuse to believe that he would have been that hot about it if it wasn't.
Plenty of folks tell him, you got punked. You ain't doing
100%.
Nothing. And that's what raised up that
tent. If you don't get this man back.
Yeah.
And I will
he
say,
let all that
he
negativity.
Was also told by a wrestler to get a receipt. So I think that that person needs to be held in some way accountable. Like, you got to be careful with telling non-professionals what they can and can't do.
He's a non-professional. He doesn't understand.
You know? Yeah. So I think that's, you know, it's really a sad story. I'm happy that the wrestler is going to ultimately be okay. I don't know if I could say the same for Roger Jackson. I mean, like I said, there was an MMA fighter who had a TikTok about this, Kevin Lee, who's a brother of Keith Lee, who we've talked about on this show, the food critic, who's gone viral on TikTok quite a bit. But he said Kevin Lee's opinion was that he's got to go lay down, is how he put it. He's got to go to prison for a while because he's too violent. He's got to be rehabilitated in some way.
Interesting to see.
You know, because I will say, if that's all it takes, you know, I mean, again, I know you shouldn't get hit in the head with a can. I know that's bad, you know, but after you're explained and apologized to, you know, get your receipt, tag them back, whatever, you know, but to carry that out.
They clearly had no idea who they were dealing with, though. And if anybody can just come up, right, that anybody that's got a channel and maybe a little bit of a name,
yep,
and come up and be a part of your show,
yep,
and you don't have plans that if it goes awry, this unprofessional, yeah, he's a mixed martial artist, but he's not, as you said, he's not a wrestling professional. He didn't even know how to take the hit.
Right.
And you don't have plans to be able to stop that quickly? I mean, it just showed they're running a little bit of a loose outfit. I mean, I'm not blaming them. You're right. Whoever said you can go get this receipt clearly miscalculated. That was irresponsible to say that. But that's what you didn't have a plan. I mean, the guy got beat for looked like 10, 15 seconds before you got out there.
Absolutely.
And you got somebody off the streets, essentially,
yep,
with a channel that's.
Yep.
I mean, you should have had a better plan than that, too. I'm not saying this guy deserved it, nothing like that, but just all those factors.
Yeah, it was a perfect storm.
Leave me with a ton of questions. LAPD got a heck of a, you know, investigation.
I'll be interested to see
factors.
What comes. I mean, I do think obviously there will be some charges.
He's gonna get felony aggravated assault charges, probably.
Right.
Maybe it goes higher than that.
Yeah.
Depending upon what happens to him, that's a big part of this. But another big part of this is at least Rampage has said that the victim here, the man his son beat, is awake and stable. Hopefully that continues to be the case and he can have a recovery, because, you know, that's what you don't want is having lifetime damage. Or something even more serious.
So Gemini says, fists can be considered deadly weapons in certain legal contexts, particularly when used with enough force to cause or likely cause death or great bodily injury.
I think the fact that he's a professional fighter adds to that.
Factors determining if fists are deadly weapons: force and severity of injury, intent, size and condition, and specialized training. He meets every single one of them boxes. Mm-hmm. If they really want to throw the book at him, they will,
yeah,
and can, based on this, you know, very surface level, because the intent was obviously there, the training is there, the severity of the, I mean, you watch that video, I mean, this kid's in trouble, because all of it's there, like every single,
it's clear he's in trouble, huh?
You know, yeah. But anyway, we'll see, but yeah, crazy story. I think the lesson is like, be very careful when you are trying to indoctrinate non-professionals to a world like that, especially a non-professional who's a professional in another violent, actually real sport that's not scripted, where you don't know how they might react. Like, why did nobody, you know, how did that not get communicated ahead of time, right? Like,
but their wildness is probably their brand, you know,
right?
Just pulling folks off.
Unfortunately, this helps
spectators.
Them. You know, I mean, it draws a lot of attention to their promotion, but somebody had to tell the wrestler, hey, you know, he's not a worker. Like, when we hey, he's coming in, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get froggy with him. Like, he was failed in that way. You know, he shouldn't have assumed.
Yeah.
He should have found that out, too, on his own. Like, hey, because why are you just automatically hitting people in the head with cans when you don't know? That's stupid.
Why did Roger walk up on him?
He just introduced himself.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So Roger goes up and he shakes his hand, and then
I thought it was a work, and he was that.
Yeah,
was
this
the
is all. This
starting.
Is, this, no, this is
it
all outside before the show even starts.
Yeah, no, I saw the video. Yeah. I didn't see the initial meet. So, I saw him hit him with the can. That's in the aftermath.
So Roger goes up to him. They introduce themselves to each other. And then there's a little, you can't really hear, inaudible, like, and then he slowly reaches for the can, puts his hand on his head.
Because dude thinks because the camera's there, this guy, it's a work. And
exactly. Exactly. I mean, yeah.
Well, he didn't deserve what he got. Exactly. Off of a clear mistake.
Exactly. I mean.
And identifying this young man.
I think that's, you know, he made the mistake initially and should not have known he did. But that does not.
I listened to him try to defuse it. So afterwards, exactly. Apologize.
The response was not equivocal to the initial, you know. So we'll see what happens as a result. But, man, that was a very frightening scene in L.A., you know, with the son of a Memphian. I don't know if Raja Jackson grew up here or not. You know?
I don't.
I doubt it because dad was kind of already traveling, you know, all around the world. So. Anyway, crazy story. We'll come back. We'll do Respect Burgers and then Jeff Coggins 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM. Yes. Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is the best. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. They're going to help you price it correctly on the come out so that you can move it and get on with your life. They know what the market's looking for. They know what's worth investing in. But you got to reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200, the number to call, whether it's now, whether it's down the road. Jennifer has done it in every market, so rest assured she's going to get you top dollar. Nobody's going to get you more for your home than what Jennifer can. So give her the call. Let her have a chance to make you happy. And then if you'd like, she'll do what she did for me, which is help you find your dream home as well. It can go easy if you make the call. 901-625-5200. It's Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian going to join us bottom of the hour. Before we do that, usually around this time, I pull out the big green egg. I throw some burgers on the grill. Should be doing that this coming weekend as well. I season these a little differently, though, than I did back at the Memphis Country Club. I season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do Respect Burger. Tommy Fleetwood! Tommy Fleetwood! I guarantee you he didn't know he was going to be getting flowers and praises from this corner of the world right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where just a few weeks ago had a big meltdown to start the first leg of the FedEx playoffs. But Tommy Fleetwood has broken through. And as ESPN puts it, following so many near misses, we'll get back to that. Finally picked up his first PGA Tour victory on Sunday, posted 268 to finish 18 under in the Tour Championship. It's three strokes ahead of Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay. More importantly, it meant $10 million in collecting the FedEx Cup for Fleetwood. 164th career start on the PGA Tour, and that long wait over at the right time. He gets the $10 million, 34 years old, had won seven times on the DP World Tour and three other times around the world. Had yet to lift a trophy in a PGA Tour event until Sunday. So I'm giving him the respect burger. He doesn't need it because he's got $10 million for the breakthrough. He finally had it, and we were all over him. He looked so good there early on here in Memphis and then had a two-stroke lead in that final round before blowing it, and so it didn't make the playoff in the end. And but happy for Fleetwood that he broke through, and seemed like most of the golf world was as well. All right, moving on, and I'll keep it quick. We got to get to Jeff Calkins. Rocco Becht, I mentioned him. The Iowa State quarterback, Matt Campbell, you've got to give their offense coordinator a lot of credit as well for what they did there late. But after an ugly start, it was 7-7 at the half, rainy conditions in Dublin, field was a mess. Both teams were as well, turned the ball over a ton early. Rocco Becht, who everybody questioned, everybody knew about his toughness. We call him Rocco. I mean, he's a fun story in college football, tough guy. Last year he had 2,000-yard receivers, though, that both went to the NFL. And so who he was going to throw to this season was the key for Iowa State. And I think one of the key questions, one of the reasons why Kansas State was favored in this game, Iowa State coming into this game, number 22 in the country, Kansas State number 17, and most had thought in terms of Big 12, and this was obviously a season-opening Big 12 matchup, that Kansas State had the upper edge. Rocco Becht said not so fast. And there in the second half, they finally got the offense going. He ended up passing for two touchdowns and ran for their only ground score in that 24-21, in this case, upset win, because, again, Kansas State was the favorite. And then there with 2:26 to go, they went for it. Matt Campbell decided to go for it with Rocco, trusted his man on 4th-and-3 at the Kansas State 16-yard line, and Rocco found Carson Hansen for 15 yards, helped ice the game there. Good gutsy call, and the Iowa State folks come home happy from Ireland. Tough for the Kansas State folks. We talked about the fight Avery Johnson's family fighting afterwards, but more so you lose a home game. That was a home game for you that you gave up and deciding to go to Dublin, so it's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle. You certainly get off to a 0-1 start in the Big 12, but shout out to Iowa State and particularly to Rocco. He's going to get it done and consistently has for Matt Campbell. All right, moving on, bringing it back home. Number 24, and we're hoping they're moving up the national rankings list, but Memphis women's soccer continues to be respect burger worthy and certainly worthy of your respect. You know how we've talked about maybe sending basketball to the Big East? It's one of John's dreams.
Yep.
Right, splitting it up.
Yep.
Maybe sending football to the Pac.
Yeah. All right, like stay.
We should send Memphis women's soccer to the SEC.
Man, they would belong.
The SEC would take them.
They would.
I guess, because all we do is beat them. And yesterday you beat number 11 Vanderbilt. Keep in mind, you're 24, they're 11. Beat them 1-0 last night. Beat that Vanderbilt team at the track and soccer stadium. It's the third clean sheet in four games to start the year for Brooks Monaghan's team. And Elise Perrone had the lone shot in the 55th minute, the winner there. For the second consecutive year and fourth time in program history, Memphis is 4-0 to start the season. And the win over the 11th-ranked Commodores is the highest for Memphis since defeating number 9 Notre Dame in the 2023 NCAA tournament. This is a national program. There is no question about it. And I'm telling you what, it's one that you're going to want to keep your eye on, because after dates with Missouri, we're keeping it SEC, and then we'll play that. We'll play at Iowa State. Memphis is going to have a chance against Tennessee right here at home, I believe, and that Tennessee team is top six in the country, I believe. So Memphis, incredibly tough non-conference schedule, but that's what they do. You've already knocked off Ole Miss. You just knocked off number 11 Vanderbilt, and after, again, you know, battles against Missouri and Iowa State, hopefully both wins, you're going to get a shot at what might be, by the time you play them, top five, maybe number one in the country, Vols out of it. How about that? Playing the Vols, at least in Memphis women's soccer, there they'll play you.
Seriously.
They're not going to play thanks, Vols. We're going to show you what happens when you play Memphis, when we play that one. But we're not looking past the two opponents in between. And, Scotty, I'm talking to you. You know who you are, one of our fantastic listeners. All right, and last one. We've got a little bit of audio with this one. Our man Jeffrey Wright is the voice of MUS football. I believe I heard him say it's his ninth season. He's an absolute stud, a vet. And on Friday night, he had an opportunity to, it sounded like, call his first ever walk-off touchdown. Here it is.
Third down and three. The Owls going to try to run a play. Rinovich has pressure. He steps up in the pocket. He's going to fire to the end zone. He's got a man down there. Guard! Touchdown, Owls! Touchdown, Owls! Tanner Sherman grabs it over the head of a defender, and the Owls are going to walk it off with a double pile in the end zone.
That was a flutie. Oh, boy.
Pretty good.
He
huh?
went up and got it. A 5'5" receiver went up and took that ball away from other. What a pass. Rinovich was under a big rush, ran that, threw that, running forward. What an arm.
Rinovich did a great job, and the Owls didn't try to run the Hail Mary play where you just kind of try to get a bunch of guys down there. Instead, they tried to sped the field and have everybody run in their own lane. That created a spot for Sherman. Rinovich did a great job avoiding the pressure, steps up in the pocket, fires a beauty. Sherman with a great catch, as Pete said, went over the top of the defender and then walks it into the end zone, and the Owls walk it off. Final score, 23-17. The Owls start the 2025 campaign.
He's
with
breathless.
A walk-off touchdown win.
I heard him mention on Jeffy the first ever walk-off. That game was tied right there with the final 3.6 seconds, and they throw, I think what ended up being, I read it from Barless, a 37-yard touchdown. I know they had made reference to Flutie's Hail Mary. Ended up being a 37-yard touchdown from Price Rinovich to our man Cannon Sherman. Shout-out to MUS, who goes into Bartlett and pulls off the stunner, and our man Jeffrey Wright, absolute veteran, right there with the call. Fantastic. I'd put it up there with Tess.
Yeah, absolutely. So
great passion.
Great stuff. Great stuff, as always, from Jeffrey. Love it, man. I would say to the coach, man, let the moment breathe a little bit, my guy. Like, you gotta let the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that what they tell you to do? Like,
I think that Jeffrey was going there.
Yeah.
He's going to let it breathe.
Yeah. And then the coach comes in trying to, you know, you got to give it like 30 seconds, man.
And that, I don't think they had the crowd mic, though.
So no, they got the crowd. I heard the crowd.
It was at Bartlett, so the Bartlett crowd was quiet as hell.
Okay.
They just dropped a hammer on their ass. So you're in Bartlett, and they're like, I even got texts and tweets from people like, they were sore losers.
That changes. I thought it was at MUS.
Yeah, it was at Bartlett.
Shout out to Mark Chubb. The coach over at MUS.
Yeah.
Because we'd ask the question, hey, man, the power of private schools in Memphis, y'all ain't starting a dandy dozen ranked. You know, the MUS is the CBHS. Chubb responded with a win over a ranked Bartlett.
Yeah.
Going into Bartlett. That's a heck of a win.
Germantown and Southwind also big wins this week.
Yep. Absolutely.
G-Town backed it up in the Battle of Germantown.
Boy, they did.
No doubt about it. All right. We will come back. Jeff Coggins will join us on the other side. We'll talk about Memphis and more with him. College football getting underway. Stick around. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN. His name is Jeff Coggins. He is the host of Jeff Coggins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian. And any free time he has, he spends glazing Josh Allen. He joins us every Monday. He joins us now. What's going on, my guy?
Deeply concerned about the Buffalo Bills.
You're concerned, or you're asking me if I'm concerned?
No, I'm concerned. You still talking about me glazing Josh Allen. I'm deeply concerned about the Buffalo Bills.
No, but Josh Allen is not the reason you're concerned about the Buffalo Bills, though. He's the easiest part about it.
He's the only good part.
That's a great part. It's a pretty good part.
It is a good part.
I don't think it's like it's not like, you know, 24-inch spinners on a hoopty. You know, I mean,
I think it's kind of 24-inch spinners on my minivan.
I don't think so. I think. Well, maybe. Not a minivan. Are you a Maserati? No, but are you like a nice, souped up 4Runner? Maybe.
My credit card recently. It's funny you say Maserati. My credit card just this week sent me a notification and said, "You are pre-approved to buy a Maserati."
There you go.
Great.
Must be nice.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
It'd be nice to be rich.
Don't need a Maserati. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciated you giving everyone a heads up in the Daily Memphian, John, today as to what was going to – that was a good line, actually. Some people call this predictions. It's not predictions. I'm just giving you a heads up what's going to happen.
That's right. I was actually going to go through each one of my predictions here and just see if you agree with my information.
First, I want to ask
It's intel. It's not a prediction. It's intel.
You have such there's enough swag in this column. People can read it, the Daily Memphian, that you probably come across as someone that I would, you know, is smug to people, right? Because you're saying, right? So I couldn't bear to look at the comments. I just assumed you're getting crushed.
No, people said your advising seems spot on, and I agree because it's not.
Have you looked at the comments?
Yeah. That's one of the comments. They're filtering in by the minute. I don't think it's smug. I think it's just, you know, it's really, I just framed it that way because I was just being goofy. I was being silly and goofy.
No, it was funny. It was funny, actually. I laughed.
But,
I laughed. I chuckled inwardly.
I think you laughed. I think you just couldn't help yourself.
I didn't go, oh!
Yeah, I think you did. I think you could, like, this guy did it again. Another masterpiece.
I chuckled inwardly.
All right, so look, let's go through my predictions here.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right.
Memphis football will appear in the American Championship game. I'm coming out hot. And basically, this is what I said. I said, when you have the depth of resources that Memphis has, it should not be controversial to say that, to predict a top two finish. Like, it's stupid to...
Yeah, but the problem is you're not saying they will. The logic doesn't say they will. The logic says they should. And we know you think they should.
Right. I'm saying they will. I'm saying this is a prediction. This is not like what should it or should not happen.
I think they will too.
Because think about it. They don't. They not only do they have more money than everybody. They literally kind of got handed the schedule. They don't play Army. They don't play UTSA. Every single game that matters is at home. But Arkansas, Tulane, Navy, South Florida, Silverfield has lost six home games in his time here. Like, if it doesn't happen, I truly believe this. If it doesn't happen this year, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, the cynic would say, well, you just laid a little more pressure on Silverfield by doing this. But the pressure's there anyway to do this. I actually
think you're
right.
It's year six or whatever, year five.
And you're not even saying they weren't going to win the title. You're saying they're getting together.
Saying get finish in the top two of the league, man.
You're saying be better than Army.
Right.
You know, come on, man. Seriously.
And you have a home game against Navy and Tulane and South Florida. Those are like, you know, three of the top five right there, and they're at home in Memphis.
Yeah, okay, I'm down with it. I agree. I'm with you.
All right. Yep. So we agree there. Second one, Texas football wins it all.
Well, no, but that's just easy to, like, I get the field, you take Texas.
Well, yeah, you get the field, but did you know that Peyton Manning's nephew plays quarterback for Texas?
Hadn't heard that, honestly.
Time really flies.
had not heard that.
He was actually, if you'd have actually read the comment, it helped you do your radio show today, because me saying Arch Manning was the far better quarterback on the roster last season is not just me being smug or swaggy or whatever you would say. His adjusted yards per attempt average was 4 yards better than Quinn Ewers last year. Small sample size, all that, but I mean, we could look at the both quarterbacks and say who's better. So now Quinn Ewers is far, far away from Austin. He's trying to hang on to a practice squad spot with the Dolphins. So now it's all Arch, and you're going to have a top three defense. You know, I went to public school, but great offense plus great defense should equal a championship.
Embedded in that last sentence is some assumption that public schools should be less. Why would you say that?
We're just not as literally.
I think I was listening to Bill Donovan does this thing where he goes around and he gives speeches on how great Memphis is, right? And changing the narrative about Memphis. And one of his stats is about how many schools rank in the top whatever in the city, in the state. And at least two of them are White Station and Collierville. You know, you don't have to be down in your own education as you're making these picks.
It's just self-deprecating. I'm trying to relate, you know, because I think I'm like one of the best to ever do it. So I'm just trying
But you're trashing public. I may be a public school kid, but this is math.
I'm proud of my public school background.
Weird self-loathing about public school.
No, it's like a tongue-in-cheek self-loathing. My kids will be public school products.
The answer to that is obviously no. Is Texas
well, you're an idiot.
Won the national championship.
So who's going to win it then?
I'll take the field. Thanks.
No, you must know who's going to win it since you say Texas will not.
The prediction was Texas will win it, and I'll just predict that they won't win it.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. So you predict, I give
who
intel.
Who will win it? You know, I'll say Penn State.
Yeah, come on, bro. Get your head out of your
Penn
ass.
State. James Franklin. Only James Franklin, you know, he's going to have the sports file blessing. He's the only coach.
Oh, my God, that's true.
He's the only coach in the championship.
That's amazing.
This year, who has appeared with me in the studio of Sports File.
That was when he was the Vandy coach?
Yeah, back when he was the Vandy coach.
How about that? That's actually a great distinction. So, I'm going to ask him about that on the teleconference.
Right.
Do you remember Sports Files by chance?
I'm going to go, James, when you look like you're, yeah, right, yeah. That was a great show. Great short.
It was a great show. I loved it. Me and my now brother-in-law used to get drunk and eat McDonald's and watch it. It was a good time. All right.
Watch it on YouTube. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Moving on. Jackson Dart will be the Giants starter by midway
that
point
was,
of the season.
That was obvious. That one was okay.
That's
that
obvious.
Wasn't even
I mean, sorry. Why even write it? Why even write it?
That's a no-brainer.
Well, he looked great in the preseason, and Russell Wilson's 36.
And given the state of things, now the only reason that wouldn't be is that the Giants' defense could be legit, right? And so, like, typically you get a bad team with a young with a caretaker veteran, and then a young quarterback behind him. And what happens is, as soon as they lose enough games, so they're out of it. Then the caretaker quarterback moves to the side, and the young guy gets a shot, right? Mm-hmm. That's typically how it goes. The only thing that gets in the way of that is if the team is surprisingly good enough and winning enough games that they're hanging in with Russ doing good enough.
Right.
And so I think that's the only thing that could screw this up.
Yep.
Is that the Giants defense could be legit, and you know, I mean, the schedule's really tough. That's the problem. So that's the challenge if you're thinking about that scenario. But that's the only thing that could get in the way of that. Obviously, Joe Shane and Dable, the GM and coach, need Jackson Dart to look like the quarterback of the future because then they keep their jobs. So among everything else, yes, Jackson Dart will be the starter by, what'd you say, halfway through the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Yep.
Exactly. All right, two more. They get increasingly less hot as this goes on. I have intel that Tennessee will just be okay, which there's nothing wrong with being, you know, 8-4, 9-3 in the SEC. But I just kind of go back to like 3 years ago. Remember when they beat Alabama in Knoxville and Hendon Hooker and they had 52 points? Like and I know they made the college football playoff last year, but it kind of didn't really feel that real. Like, it just kind of feels like the hypo era has peaked, and I'm not really sure what they are. I think they're just okay. Maybe good, but
my only complaint, and again, I read your column. I'm an avid reader of the column. My only complaint with this couple paragraphs was I do think they will just be okay this year. You know, they didn't just lose their best, you know, they didn't get a quarterback. They lost their running back, who's really the engine for the offense.
Right.
So, and so that's fine. This is a bridge year. My only problem, though, was that you're like, they're just okay. Sure, they made the playoff. Like, that's damn impressive. I think you're allowed a bridge year.
That's fair.
When the previous year you won the playoff.
It wasn't really meant to be negative. It was just like, I kind of was just.
It sounded kind of negative.
I'm always going to kind of write with that slant when it comes to Tennessee. I'm going to write with a negative slant. I mean, that's just the truth.
But I thought that I agree. It hasn't lived up to the fever excitement, partly just the way they win. Right? People were also going to be throwing it all over the place and whatever. So the way they win looks different and all of that. But I do think, I mean, the guy just went to the freaking playoffs.
I did say that he has helped repair the reputation of the program. So, I mean, I did say that. You know,
right. But you dismiss the playoff as sure, but you know,
because I mean they were just kind of like a bottom feeding.
I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that they have a 9. Now, if they settle in at being a non-playoff team, that will make people unhappy, and then you'll start to wonder whether the hype era. But I don't think. I just think it feels like it could be a bridge year for Tennessee, but a bridge unlike the reason that we're counting on Silverfield. Who also has sort of a bridge quarterback, right? Him, the reason we're counting on him to go ahead and do something he hasn't done is because he's not coming off the great year where he accomplished this thing, you know?
Right.
Still got to have that year. Whereas Heupel kind of had the Alabama, season, and then he has, then he had last season when he gets to the playoff. I'd be pretty happy if I were a Tennessee fan with where he is. Restored the program.
Well, and then, so I'll be interested to see in the last one then, because I wrote that Ole Miss, which is ranked 21st right now, I said they will finish the season unranked. I've enjoyed the Lane era in Oxford. I think it's gone on much longer than I expected it to when he took the job, but, you can't just replace the bye midpoint of the season starting quarterback for the New York Giants that easily. I think Jackson Dart and generally the quarterback play there the last, 4 to 5 years has kind of helped hide a lot of the shortcomings, which is like, the defense kind of stinks a lot of the time.
The defense was really good last year, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
To me, it's not even losing Jackson Dart that would worry me as much about Ole Miss. Is they had some monsters on defense last year, and so I'm concerned about that. I actually think Austin Riley's going to be good, but first-year quarterbacks under Lane, there's usually been an adjustment there, and this is really first year for him. So, sure. Unranked or bottom 20-25, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I don't mind that.
It's kind of crazy that he hasn't made the playoff.
You didn't even choose to name the quarterback. You used the next
Austin
guy.
Simmons. The next guy, Austin Simmons. Like whatever.
I just called him Austin Riley.
Austin Riley would might be fun.
But that was a malaprop. I think he's going to be good. And so I haven't given up on the Lane era.
No, I mean, it's still good. It's just like, I feel like there should have been a playoff out of it by now.
Well, I mean, there's no question that last year should have been a playoff.
And they lost to Kentucky. I mean, that's embarrassing. And that's the difference, right? I mean, you're 10-3, you should be 11-2, you're in. I don't remember. I guess you'd have been over.
They would have been in
SMU or whoever. But Anyway, yeah, that's. I'm glad we agree on everything as usual. I mean, it's nice to be a trendsetter.
Didn't agree on Texas.
We'll get there. I think we'll get there.
I mean, and I thought you were unfair to Tennessee.
Probably true, and probably fair that I am unfair to Tennessee. I never try to do them any favors.
And to public schools everywhere.
Yes. Now, do you have any words of encouragement for the Lausanne football program? It's just not. I mean, it's. You want to talk about an ass whooping of public schools, 42-10. You know, now that's one where, you know, I think there needs to be some recourse.
You always improve the most between week one and week two, you know. And so it's just one game. You know, now that you got some film, you go back and look at the film. And the most improvement is between week one and week two. What's Brad's scouting report?
He took off the rest of the week after this.
Here's my scouting report. First of all, they get 2 weeks till Christian Brothers. Second of all, Southwind is amazing. I mean, like, electric. Southwind is probably the number one team in the area. So that's
power.
My take.
There you go.
Southwind. Props to Southwind and props to Germantown. Public schools are kicking ass, is what
we're
say.
Except White Station, man. We got to get White Station back. But we're working on that every single day.
Well, and Bartlett. Day. Bartlett. You know.
That was a
heroic effort.
We gave the report and played Jeffrey's audio as well on this show, Jeff.
Well, that's good. It was to be able to call that and capture it as Jeffrey did, as the Owls walk off touchdown.
White Station, really White Station Christian Brothers, this Friday. Hey, it ain't going to be a Fayette Ware walkover, all right, or whatever.
Your Spartans will get it done.
I don't know if we'll win, but we'll compete. You know, that's what, like Pete Carroll, we'll compete. Jeff, appreciate you, my man. Thanks.
See ya.
Yep. Bye. Here's Jeff Coggins. Join us every Monday here on the show. Hey, if you're going to be moving, let me recommend Black Tie Moving. They're the best. 316-6196 is the number. Don't do this yourself. I mean, honestly, if you're listening to this, the odds are you're over the age of 30. And if that is indeed the case for you, don't you dare text your friends and ask them to help. They got kids, they got back problems, they got all kinds of ailments they're dealing with. And the last thing they want to do is try to help move your heavy-ass furniture. Pay the pros. Black Tie, 316-6196 is the phone number. Whether you're moving in Memphis, out of Memphis, crosstown, cross-country, they can do it for you. I've used them two different times, and if I ever move again, it'll be my first call. But you got to get on the schedule. Call them, 316-6196. It's Black Tie Moving. Change move the city of Memphis. Call it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Get on the move with LA Fitness. Locations all around Memphis, no matter where you happen to be, close to your job, close to your house. They've got it all. They've got saunas. They've got the pool. They got group fitness classes. They got the weight room, the brand new revamped weight room. Got to get active, man. You got to get moving. You know, especially in Memphis where we like to eat. So make sure you sign up for that LA Fitness membership. $29.99 a month over LA Fitness. Again, locations all around Memphis. And you got to get moving. It's very important. LA Fitness is the best. Get your membership today. We're back. Jason and John, Audition FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. And, yeah, I mean, I think we have Thursday night football, actually, this week. It won't be NFL, but it'll be Boise State in South Florida.
Oh, which, that'll be fun.
Pretty good, man. I mean, it's like we're at that point of the year, right? Like, where we're just going to have something every single night, except Tuesday and Wednesday.
So we got to get through Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we get a team that will battle for the American against a team who's probably going to win the Mountain West in Boise State.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, we'll get a real look at South Florida and how real they are, and then, you know, a potential playoff contender. So there you have it. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company, I mean, he's basically Brent Musburger at this point, right?
He's,
I mean,
got the call.
He's really, he's the man. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.